we're looking to you as much as anything, because you've done this a number of times, is how do we do this? How do we structure it? It's a big project. And I think all of us agree there are a few sticking issues that we want to address and get the whole community involved in. You know, the cruise ships, marina expansion, and then the big things that, that every community is going to deal with in the next 10, 15 years with increased tide rise, demands on public access, and all of those other things. And I think we will identify a lot of them as we go along. But you've got the experience of how to deal with that, so we're going to leave at least some of the organization of how we do this in your hands, I think.
So let me just jump in a little bit, just a bit more background on myself. I actually grew up in Maine. I grew up on Desert Island in the little town of Tremont, which is the backside of Mount Desert Island, for all of you who aren't familiar with it. But moved away for a little while, and my wife and I moved back, I don't know, about 14 years ago to NDI. And I've been in Maine most of my life, worked from Harpswell all the way up to Cutler on the coast, and then doing a lot of work up in northern Maine and a bunch of different places in the state. So I've been around and done a few interesting projects, including several harbor plans. And each harbor plan is kind of different, and it's not my harbor plan, it's your harbor plan. And I think primarily my role is just to kind of help facilitate the process moving forward and add some layer of expertise where it's appropriate. And I think that's sort of my approach until you guys tell me differently, and we'll go from there. But let's see, what else? My wife is a seasonal baker. She makes pies in the summertime, so we make... I was making pies at 4:30 this morning, and
you didn't bring us any.
I know, I didn't. Nope, I didn't have any ready when I left today.
But
next time, I'm going to bring some pies.
Comps is next Thursday.
That's right. I remember that. Yep. Any preference? We have strawberry rhubarb, blueberry, and triple berry. So.
Strawberry rhubarb, please.
Yep. Anyway,
just blueberry.
I'll one of each.
Blueberry.
Mm-hmm. So it's always interesting. Busy summer at the Musson House. Kids are just getting ready to go back to school, and we're just getting ready to dig into some harbor planning. So it's really exciting, really interesting projects, I think. A couple of things that I think from the agenda that we're going to sort of jump into today. I think a good exercise as we get through it is just to talk about what you folks are interested in terms of subject areas for a harbor plan. You know, those are things we can kind of brainstorm about, and then I'll probably take that information back and sort of coalesce that into a little bit of an outline that we might want to use just to kind of think about, okay, this is the structure of a harbor plan, and, you know, do we need to tweak it around? It'll kind of help us set some agendas as we move forward, I think, in terms of topic areas and things we want to jump on. Also, I know that there's a lot of really interesting and challenging issues that we're going to be dealing with, so let's try to, you know, you guys don't know me, and I think we want to try to maybe use some easier issues first before we really jump into some of the more complex issues. But we want to build in the time to sort of build some trust and understanding of the process.
So, speaking of which,
yes,
since we last met, the City Council took action on something which we understood to be part of our remit, our work here. Didn't wait for the year's end of it. They voted to enact some kind of regulation on the size of cruise ships, which was something that we've been asked to look at. So I'd like to know whether that remains part of our work. And if so, let's say it out loud. If not, let's say that too.
Do you want to take that one, Ed?
Well, I can't speak for the whole council, unfortunately. Otherwise, they would do what I asked them to do, which was wait till after this committee was done with that work. So they have a mind of their own. I have gotten reassurances that this is a stopgap measure till after we're done with our work. And once it's done, whatever we submit, because ideally what we submit is going to engage more members of the community than what the council did.
Yeah.
And I think that I think we will discover as we go through this, what they did carries no weight whatsoever. It may be borderline illegal as far as the federal government is concerned. It may be borderline, in disagreement with the major sentiment of the whole community. But I think they have at least given their verbal support for whatever this committee comes up with is what they will support.
So I think that's one of those topics. Obviously, that's a really good question to ask because we certainly want to know it, what some of our charges are. And I might maybe just sort of put a little bit of a pin in that one if you want to use the typical planning terminology here. And I see on the agenda we're going to be sort of digging into a little bit of a cruise ship discussion in a little bit, but I also would think we'd want to put that on the potential harbor plan subject areas. Certainly want to pick up that, at least from a topical perspective, when we get into it.
And it was one that we committed in our grant application to DMR would be one of the things that we looked at as part of the plan.
Yep.
Can I add one more thought on process before you continue on?
Yes.
So for those of you who weren't here last time, we talked a little bit about the process we had outlined in the grant application. And really, at a high level, the idea is that on issues, we'll do the research and information gathering first before the policy discussion. And that allows everyone to reach agreement on the context and identify what the issues are, and then talk about, okay, what do you do about the issues? And hopefully that and the kind of consensus-building approach that involves will help the group on some of the more challenging issues when you get there.
Yeah, that's very important.